This is Contemporary Western Women. I'm Elaine Thatcher. Claudia and Dawn Prophet ranch near Evanston, Wyoming. They have had a lifelong partnership of working cattle and raising their family in the ranching life. The Prophets lease pasture to supplement their own land. For a number of years, they pastured cattle on Antelope Island in the middle of the Great Salt Lake. But in 1983-84, there were floods in the area, and the causeway that provided driving access to the island was underwater. They had to fly hay to the cattle that year.
They started starving to death, and we started flying hay. In old World War II bombers, and it was so foggy that we had to do it with instrument panel. You know, we couldn't see where we were out there.
It was a C-97. We flew hay for 20 days, I think.
I think
in
so.
In total, and then one of the engines burned up and stopped doing
Why
that.
Why we didn't kill somebody in that operation, I'll never know. It caught on fire a time or two.
Took us years to overcome the financial burden. The plane itself cost $2,500 an hour to fly.
Oh my.
And hay was about $120 a ton that year, and we'd fly 20 ton at a time,
yeah, about that.
Every other day. And he'd figure by instrument when he was over the lake or the island itself, and he would holler to us to kick hay out. And then as he passed the island and climbed for another turn, the men would all throw up, and then he'd tell us again when to kick hay, you know, when to stop and when to start. Those were our younger years. We were adventurous and just dived into whatever needed to be done. We'd probably shake our heads and not do it nowadays, but the choice was just let the cattle starve to death or make these efforts. And so we left a lot of monuments to our education out there, those 260 some dead cows, lots of baby calves that were either aborted or died from weak calf syndrome, or their mothers weren't able to nourish them. And so it was a real education. But you know, there's no place like ranching to raise children. They've learned lessons that weren't easy lessons, but they've learned things that will be of value to them for their whole lives, just with their work ethic and their view, their appreciation of basics and the outdoors and so forth. And we've spent time even with our kids in places where we didn't have running water or electricity, and so they're not really bound by that. It isn't for everybody, I'm sure, but we just would not choose anything else.
Contemporary Western Women is a project of Utah State University's Center for Women and Gender and Utah Public Radio. We focus on women in the Rocky Mountain region and their stories of strength, hope, and humor in all aspects of life. If you have a story to share or know someone who does, please visit the Contemporary Western Women link at upr.org or call 1-800-826-1495. I'm Elaine Thatcher.